This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The People's Republic of China, the ancient and critical city of Xi'an. This is a BBC report. In these last days, a midnight eviction of some residents in the Chinese city of Xi'an, who were later taken to quarantine fatalities, has sparked concern on social media. Xi'an is at the epicenter of China's current COVID outbreak, and authorities have enacted drastic measures. All 13 million residents, 13 million, are confined to their homes and cannot leave to buy food or supplies. This is within weeks of the Winter Olympics in the People's Republic of China. I welcome Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. And we welcome our guide on the virus matters, Sean Lin, former lab director of the viral disease branch of the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. Gordon, a very good evening to you. Xi'an is locked up. If I understand the BBC story, however, it's focusing on food security. Is, to your knowledge, Xi'an food secure? Are they hungry, Gordon? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. And many people in Xi'an are indeed hungry because, as you point out, for about a week now, people have been required to stay in their homes. They're not allowed to go out and get food. And that means that some people are actually running low, as we've seen from Weibo, the Twitter-like service, social media in China. People are complaining because a number of folks didn't really plan for this, and they are now out of food.
Sean, a good evening to you. This is the virus appearances, all sake, extreme lockdown, extreme lockdown. Do we know what iteration of the virus it is? Good evening to you, Sean.
Good evening, John, and good evening, Gordon. And so far, based on the official report, this wave of pandemic in Xi'an is caused by Delta. We didn't see any report of Omicrons. And so I think in the last few weeks, Xi'an been reporting about over 1,600 cases from Xi'an. Yes.
1,600 cases out of 13 million. From what you know of Delta, from what I know of Delta about how it swept through the subcontinent, is 1,600 the number 1,600, is that a threat to the whole city? Is that a threat to the region, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, based on our experience in the Western society, this is not a big outbreak. But because the Chinese government are emphasizing zero out campaigns against all virus strains, so it's become extreme pressure for the local governments to stamp out all the infections. So they want to be zero infection. This is almost impossible task, mission impossible, let's say it this way. But the local Communist Party official will lose the job if they cannot wipe out the infection. So it becomes a huge political campaign rather than a public health campaign.
Gordon, you have a question for Sean.
Sean, the BBC is reporting that Xi'an authorities are building hospital beds for 3,000 COVID patients. Considering the numbers that they are reporting of these Delta cases, it would seem really strange to build so many beds if indeed they have so few cases. What is your view on this?
Well, I also believe that the Chinese government did not fully reveal what the true infection number and the scale of this quarantine isolation this time seems to be more extreme than what happened in Wuhan 1 year ago. So I actually believe Xi'an probably a lot more case than what the government reported. And even early this morning, I read reports talk about even one university, they transfer about 2,000 students and faculties all to isolation places. So that means the true situation is a lot bigger than our local official reported, because they definitely care about their own position. They don't want to lose a job.
Sean, there was a report some weeks ago. I can't date it because I didn't understand it, and it was not confirmed, that Xi'an was also, or perhaps at the same time, the center of an outbreak of what was called hemorrhagic fever. That's a term of art that has been applied to diseases from Africa, for example, Ebola. Have you seen any confirmation of that report in Xi'an? Do we know why that report disappeared?
I did see the report in December about Xi'an having a hemorrhagic fever, and primarily because of plague. And in that region of China, northwest China, in the wintertime, it happened before. It had different sporadic outbreak of hemorrhagic fever, and primarily caused by rats. And it could be primarily it's not transmitted through respiratory tract, so it's not lung plagues. But occasionally it may happen. But from the very limited report we saw, the people also in foregone protection to dealing with these hemorrhagic fevers, and on top of the COVID situation. So it could be that Xi'an is facing double challenge. One is the COVID outbreak, one is the hemorrhagic fever outbreak, and the government did not have any follow-up report on the hemorrhagic fever. So I actually don't know whether the hemorrhagic fever totally disappeared, quenched out, or it actually is still ongoing. And the government do intensive city-wise cleanings and spraying all the disinfectants. So we don't know how effective it is. It's just a very challenging time. Yeah.
Gordon, in February of 2020, the decision was made in Beijing that people go on holiday, the Chinese New Year, and they boarded planes and flew to the planet. I know I saw the Eastern China Airlines, I believe it was an Aerobus, land at Kennedy while I was departing for Central Asia. That period we know now was when the original virus, the alpha version, spread to the west coast of the United States, at least, perhaps the planet, I don't know. However, it spread big time. Is there any effort, to your understanding, by the PRC to, in some fashion, inhibit people from traveling this Chinese New Year?
This Chinese New Year, we don't know what Beijing will do. I suspect that people are not going to want to travel very much because of the panic that Xi'an is causing. And people, you know, they don't trust the government in terms of what it says about the disease, so they assume the worst. And I think you're going to find, especially after Chinese New Year, after people go home to their traditional villages, they probably are not going to want to come back, John. So China's going to face some real challenges, not only from its factory sector, but throughout society, for people not returning to their traditional jobs.
You have a question for Sean, Gordon. We have a couple of minutes.
Why are the Chinese authorities taking such extreme COVID prevention measures?
Right now, I think in Xi'an, the community outbreak, the community's transmission of the Delta waves is bigger than what the official report. And the local authority feels the immense pressures. And because of the coming Winter Olympic, the Xi'an local authority did not want to become a big threat to the Beijing's top priority of the Winter Olympics. And also based on the great management system they use to dealing with the public health crisis right now. So they were dealing with each grid one by one. And so this time they can quickly put more than 1,000 people from one community to a quarantine places. And I think the Chinese government is very nervous about the Winter Olympics. That's why in Beijing, they put out policies for 86 days of quarantine for any inbound travelers. And basically, they try to quarantine people out until the Winter Olympics is over. So it's very extreme measure. And the local Xi'an authority did not want to be punished because they have their local outbreak threatening the Winter Olympics.
Gordon, you and I have exchanged thoughts about the quarantine system, and that the sum of the reports suggest many more than 1,600. In fact, maybe something half that large being bussed indifferently by the authorities. Do I remember that correctly, Gordon?
You do. The BBC is reporting that on the first moments of this year, in other words, just after midnight on January 1st, Chinese authorities in Xi'an took more than 1,000 residents of a housing complex, put them onto buses, and then moved them into very bare quarantine facilities where there really were no preparations for all of these people. And some of them, pregnant women, older people, have suffered as a result of this forced transfer.
And Sean, just our final 30 seconds. To your knowledge, can Delta be contained with this zero COVID strategy of locking people up? Because what we learned here was if the spread was most ferocious in households when you were at home.
I think it's a mission impossible. I think the frequent outbreak, whether it's a small scale or relatively big scale in different cities of China, has already proved the zero campaign does not work. It's just that the government high pressure, and many local authorities probably already lie on the status on how many confirmed cases all the time. So that's why I think you just keep seeing the different outbreak in different cities in China just popping up everywhere. And I don't think they will work out, especially the Omicron pretty much already take over in different parts of the world. Yeah.
Sean Lin, former lab director at Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.